and welcome to another brand spanking new episode of the Listening Party Podcast, a conversational music podcast where every episode is a different theme. New episodes are released the first Monday of the month. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Denise.
Hello.
And Denise, please let all the podheads know who's joining us this month.
Alrighty. Well, we have returning guest, Avi.
Whoop. And welcome back, Avi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And he has brought a friend, a first timer, a virgin to the mic, apparently.
Never been on a pod
before. Karaoke.
Other than karaoke. Yeah. We have Jeffrey.
Whoop.
Yep. That's me.
We don't have sound effects. I always say I should work on that.
But yeah.
I know. Yeah. Sorry. Well, thank you, Jeffrey. That was a wonderful sound effect. You're a pro already. Uh-huh. We did try to have Jeffrey on once before.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you guys got COVID.
But then.
Oh, yeah.
Did we?
Well, you rescheduled and then we got COVID.
And then you got COVID.
Yeah, for the rescheduled date. And then it just never happened.
And then it never happened. So then we were like, let's try to get that going again.
Yeah.
And here you are. Welcome.
I know.
I had to drag
still
you
still alive.
barely.
Yeah. Cores will help.
Get a little hair of the dog. Denise, you and I both came up with the same icebreaker question.
Yeah.
Which just goes to tell everybody how original it is.
Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Go ahead.
We've known you guys for a while. Like, right? I feel like we met Jeffrey through Avi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, we went to go see Avi play and then we met Jeffrey. And like, we've just been like talking to you guys, but we don't actually know how you guys met. So how did you guys meet?
Can that be shared publicly?
Oh, yeah.
It's confidential. No, it's not. Where I used to work at.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. That makes sense. Yeah.
At the bar I used to work at.
Yes. I was a regular.
Yeah.
Too regular?
Semi-regular.
Every day?
Semi-regular.
You're regular. Yeah. Every morning at 5 p.m. Well, no, he was regular enough for me to recognize. And then one random day, my friends showed up for my birthday.
Yeah.
And you were there. And then we were all kind of having a good time, but we had to leave. And then just randomly, I think I got your phone number or your Instagram.
It was Instagram.
Hey, do you want to go meet us at this bar, even though we just met like tonight?
Yeah. And I'm that weird guy that I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's been horrible ever since.
Nice. That's a lovely story. I feel like, well, yeah, that's how most people meet, right? Like in, what do they call them? Third places?
Yeah. Third place. That's the first time I hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. I was like, third place. Most people meet at work or at school or
whatever.
Well,
that's a third place.
Or bars.
No. Work is not a third place. A third place is like a coffee shop or a bar or
right.
a park
okay.
or like places where people. This is something that I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I don't know if being free has to be a requirement to be a third place. Like, meaning like you could just be there without having to purchase anything.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't have to buy anything at for a while.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
He's like, everybody was just buying me drinks all the time. Everywhere.
Yeah, for some weird reason.
Nice.
I tipped.
I don't know anybody that I met at a park or like a coffee shop.
Because you don't go to any of these places.
Yes, I do.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Or coffee shops.
Mm.
I mean, bars, yes, but it's because like they were playing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bars are so easy to meet people, though, because it's like they can't leave. They're stuck there. But you can stay there and just annoy them.
Until they kick you out.
And bartenders.
Bartenders.
Right. Oh, okay. Because I thought you said like just bar people. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, no. Bar, that's weird.
Well, bar people too, if they're kind of wasted, they're going to have to hang out for a bit.
All the bars I go to, yeah, it's like the same people over and over. So you're like bound to be friends. Like you're forced to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Forced.
Be my friend.
It's like, dude, we're already
forever.
Here. Might as well start talking.
No, I feel like, okay, so I'm going to be... I'm gonna be honest and you can cut this out or whatever, but like I have what is it, RBF,
resting beach face.
Yeah,
beach face. What the fuck?
Face.
I am gonna cut this out.
Not even drinking. No cords for you. Anyways, so yeah, I already have like resting bitch face or whatever.
I was
like,
gonna say that when you say you don't meet people at these places, but I didn't want to insult you.
No, yeah, because I don't want to meet people, like, and I feel like people have kind of like forced themselves on me, and I'm just like, no, bro. Like, I don't.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
But it's like just because we're friends on Instagram or whatever, like, doesn't mean like we're friends and I see you all the time, like, doesn't mean like we're cool or whatever. You know what I mean?
So how long does it take until you're like, oh, we are friends now?
You have to be on the podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm a friend officially.
If I have not invited you on the podcast, like, I probably don't like you.
No, yeah. Get out of here.
No.
See, here, all you listeners, if you've never been here, she doesn't like you.
I mean, we've said this many times before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, but I get it. Because, I mean, there's been times where I'm in a public place and just like, no, nah, not feeling it.
It's yeah.
Like, hi, hello. Yeah, good to see you. All right, that's good enough.
Yeah, Avi's good at that, where you're like, okay, I'm going to leave that guy alone.
Well, I can tell that guy doesn't like me. Like, all right. For me, it's not that I don't like people. It's just that, like, I don't know what to talk about sometimes. So I'm just like,
Rod is the social butterfly.
No. I'll find anything. I'm like, oh shit, where'd you get your pants at? Like, I'll find literally anything to talk about. Staring at my
pants. Like, dude, those pants are so.
Well, if you gotta find something to talk about.
I feel like Jeffrey is really good at talking to people, because I remember that first time we met him at the show that Avi was playing.
It was not.
No, you can't say that.
Oh shit!
That's fine. I don't work there.
No, anymore. It was at the thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was at the
Andreas.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Andreas,
the pop up.
The pop up in that backyard.
It was like a house.
Oh, Halloween.
Tears of?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the first time you played.
No.
That we met.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh shit!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we had met before that.
So technically, we met at the same time then.
Yeah,
because I was there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or how we
that was the first time you guys hung out?
No, us.
No. You all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we met Avi and Jeffrey at the same time.
Do that.
No. Wait, we met Avi one more time.
Before that.
Same place, but same different place? Nights.
Oh.
Yeah.
I only remember going to that place once.
There was.
It was the daytime and then the nighttime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 Because the first time you weren't in a costume.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that. No, because I remember the picture. I remember the picture that you used for the 110 episode.
Okay, can I just describe Avi's costume that you're talking about? Like,
wait, what was your costume?
A black trunch coat and just like some funky scientist goggles.
That's
like,
right.
You take off the scientist goggles and like it's pretty much like any day.
It was very mad.
Yeah.
Well, the only difference between a mad scientist and me is that I'm not a scientist.
I like that.
You could be.
But yeah, okay, you're right. But I guess that was the first time that we chatted with him like openly.
Did you remember my costume? Or was I
You were a priest, weren't you?
No. Was it Sunday?
What was his costume?
I don't remember your costume. Did you dress up?
Nacho Libre?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. You were a nut.
I'm a tough Skeletor.
I know, yeah.
Rod's projecting.
Yeah. I was like, no way.
Everyone
was
Nacho Libre then? The movie came out a long ass time ago.
Rod has a really, really bad memory.
I do.
Guys have no idea.
Yeah.
Love it.
Like, in my brain, everything just melts together into, like, a single thing. Yeah.
Like, everyone was Nacho Libre.
Yeah. It's like composite memories.
That's so funny.
Just like, wait, and I thought Avi and Jeffrey were the same person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, but do you remember what your costume was?
You're a vampire.
Yeah, I was a vampire. Yeah.
I remember.
Oh, I had, like, a vintage mask on.
Yeah. Okay. That fits the vibe vintage.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good times.
Damn,
yeah.
So we've known each other for how long? That's officially...
I think it's been like 2 years. Oh.
No.
No, it's been like...
Like three, no?
Four, I think.
Yeah, I have the pictures. Three? I'll look it up.
Was this after COVID or before?
So, yeah.
No,
this
is after COVID.
After COVID, yeah.
Then COVID went away. Damn, remember that.
All right, but anyways. With that, let's get to the theme for this month. Which one of you two chose the theme?
I did.
All right. Time. Avi, let us know what theme you chose and why you chose it.
Change. Mostly because it's been a very eventful year for me. Recently left the place I used to work at, like right at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of shit just went down on personally. And I was just like, man, this is fucked. Well, when we were talking about what themes we can choose, I was like, beginnings and endings. And I was like, you know, one way or another, that's the same thing. But I was like, I don't know, that's hard to choose a song about beginnings and endings. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, change. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then ultimately, like, I feel like it's loosey-goosey enough that you could kind of interpret it any way you want.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. All right. Jeffrey, how come you didn't come up with the theme? it was your first time. You should have...
That was a lot of pressure.
You're on record.
And October was a busy month for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, like,
that's
I couldn't even think of anything other than my birthday.
You're so popular.
Songs about me.
It's my birthday month. Can we just make it about me? Like, let's just do songs about Jeffrey. Yeah, yeah.
I went to tons of concerts that month, so...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, sorry.
That would have been the perfect theme.
Oh, yeah.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, yeah. We could have done birthday songs or something.
Oh, that's, yeah. We should have, the theme could have been birthday.
All right, we're changing it.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Avi, you're sucked.
All right. And with that, before we get to the meat and potatoes, if you'd like to share your favorite song about change, hit us up via email feedback@lppod.com or slide into the DMs on Instagram @thelppod. Do you want people to reach you and share some of their favorite change songs? Are you guys open up to that?
Yeah. you can reach me at Avi and the Ghosts. That's Avi_the_ghosts on Instagram.
Nice. And Jeffrey.
And you can follow me at Jefferson P, and that's P E E, like Pee Wee Herman. Wait, that's it. Yeah, Jeff. I was going to give you my email address.
People were gonna hack into your Jefferson Instagram.
Well, it's public, so yeah, you're fine.
Oh, it's you're public. All right.
Yeah, I have to be public because I use it for art. So
no,
can't do private or else no one will find stuff.
That's true. That's true.
And then celebrities can see your stories. Not to name drop, but the two biggest people, famous people that have ever watched my stories was Michelle Yeoh and Zach Braff.
Oh,
so if you guys are listening, I saw. That you saw my story.
Ask him to share this episode.
Oh, share this episode, please. Zach Braff, I know you're listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please. We need some listeners. And Denise, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
At D for Music, DEEFUR Music. I have that public account that I just shared, and I have a private account that I will probably not let you follow. So. Yeah,
I didn't know that's you had how I do it.
Denise is a gatekeeper.
Oh, I have like five, dude.
Oh, nice.
I only have
and
one.
She just posts all the same stuff on all of them.
I know.
So. You follow one, you're fine.
Yeah, you're like really a mom, are good.
Like an old mom.
Yeah. Yes, yes, exactly.
I don't know you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, just a quick disclaimer. We do record the listening party here in our living room, and we do try to have quality audio, but every now and then the sounds of the neighborhood kind of make it through to the recording, and yeah, sorry about that, but just close your eyes and pretend you're here with us.
They really like Charlie Brown, so just picture Denise, you're at Knott's Berry Farm. Their house is like Knott's Berry Farm.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's a truly immersive experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm on a ride.
It's like the Charlie Brown Museum up in here.
And by the way, Deeper, I wore my Charlie Brown shirt. That's so crazy.
Wait, why is it Charlie Brown?
It's Charlie Brown playing the piano. I'll show you later.
Oh, okay. I can't see you from here. No,
I mean, yeah. Sorry. I was going to take off my shirt. But anyway, sorry.
Like, here, let me show you.
Let me show you.
This is an audio format. No one's going to be able to see you.
Wow.
All right. And with that, Denise, why don't you kick us off?
Alrighty. So, I mean, the first three songs that come to mind are songs that have been on this podcast probably multiple times. Those episodes probably aren't even up. I thought about going with a small band, but it didn't like hit as like this was like a heavy topic for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like lyrics play like a big part. So I almost went with like Pearl Jam's Present Tense or Down, also by Pearl Jam. But I think I just always think of this song. If you know this band and you know that you've at least listened to their debut album, you know this song. And they're not like a one-hit wonder or whatever. Like, even though some people might think they are or whatever. But my song is Change. And it's off the self-titled debut album from 1992, Blind Melon.
Oh,
and
shit.
It is the song right before No Rain. And
I was picturing a bumblebee.
So, yeah. It's the album with the bumblebee, you guys. And Shannon Hoon is no longer with us. And that makes me really sad because he was an amazing lyricist, I feel. And, yeah, you could just play it.
feel the sun's coming out today. Staying in, it's gonna find another way. Yeah. As I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, seen the sun from here. Doors I've fade away. They'll all look at me and say, and they'll say, hey, look at him. I'll never live that way. That's okay. It's just a red change.
Yeah, there you go, everybody.
Hell yeah.
My goal is to have harmonica in my next EP.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I have a song that it's
Bob Dylan style.
Needs harmonica.
Wait, Avi, do you play harmonica?
No.
Ah, damn it.
I just like the lyrics that hit for me like just all the time is when your deepest thoughts are broken, keep on dreaming, because when you stop dreaming, it's time to die. And then at the end, he says, when life is hard, you have to change. And I just feel like when I'm at my lowest point, like I have to like listen to this song because it's like you just like something has to change. Like you have to get yourself like your ass up and just like get through this. So, yeah, that's why I went with this song. So,
yeah, listening to it, it almost reminds me. I don't know. The best way I could describe it is like listening to like a chapter ending, you know. Which doesn't necessarily, it means another chapter's beginning kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely got that, like, you know, change is going to happen. And I'm going to have to do it one way or another kind of feeling.
Yeah.
I've never heard that song, but it was really good.
Oh, my God. Dude, okay.
I know.
So
totally tell it's Blind Melon, but like, I've never heard that specific song.
Yeah, yeah. So we were driving this morning and then I told Denise, I was like, dude, I bet you any money, one of them is going to say.
Any money?
Oh. Not any money.
I was like, what the fuck?
One of them is going to say, I've never heard this song in my life. And then,
Avi, had you heard that one?
No.
What the hell?
Hell yeah, dude. God.
You Denise, have you heard it? Bro.
I mean, I know of them. I know I've heard of them. And I'm pretty sure I've heard like one or two of their songs, but I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
I remember buying one of their CDs at a thrift store.
Yeah.
And you didn't,
I don't even remember what, but I just played No Rain. I would skip all the other songs.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When you said this is the song right before No Rain, I was like, this just reminds me of like back in the day when you would buy a CD just for like that one song. And then you're like, I just want to hear that one song. I don't even listen to the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a really good album.
It is a good album. It is. Yeah. Everybody go check it out if you haven't listened to anything other than No Rain. Check it out. I had a question for Jeffrey just because like, something that Avi said, which was kind of like, oh, it sounds like a book ending or whatever, or like a book end or like the end of a chapter or something. Yeah, end of a chapter, I'm sorry. I immediately thought like, oh, like Jeffrey, like you're really into movies, like you love going to the movies, you love watching movies all the time. So in my head, I was
by
like...
By myself.
Yeah.
As I got older, going to the movies by yourself is amazing.
Yeah. Like, honest, yeah.
Because then sometimes you take people and then they fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh, is that Avi?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, to be fair, it was Little Women, so.
I fall asleep to the movies that do not interest me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's understandable.
Go on.
Yes. But I agree.
Little Women was a good film. But anyways, continue.
But anyways, yes. So back to the question. When you listen to music, do you picture it like in a movie? Like, are you like, oh, this would be like a good like montage?
All the time. Yeah. I always picture me like in the movie. I picture me in the movie.
I'm noticing like, the I'm theme
on a,
here with
like
Jeffrey.
I'm on a bus and I'm like sad and it's raining and I'm in the movie and someone's watching me. And it's a good movie.
Right. Who's directing?
Oh, Wes Anderson.
Ah, I knew it. I knew it, dude. I was like, Jesus.
And everything's symmetrical.
Right, of course. Everything's perfectly framed.
And browns and greens.
You look like you're dressed up for a Wes Anderson movie right now.
Thank you.
He's like, thank you. I tried very hard. I'm glad you noticed. That, no, but yes, Denise, I love your song. I love his voice. It's so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shannon Hoon is amazing.
It's a beautiful voice. Yeah.
RIP.
I always remember Shannon Hoon from the Paradise City music video. Take me down to the the rooftop scene.
I didn't know they were in it.
He's in the roof. Oh, shit. On the roof. He's on the roof. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like him or the whole band?
No, just him. Just Shannon Hoon. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah. I think it's Paradise City. It might not be Paradise City. I'm pretty sure
November
it is.
November Rain?
No, it's not November Rain. Get out of here. No, it's the music video where
November Rain.
They're on top of the Transamerica Tower downtown LA, which I think now is the one that has like USC on top.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, they're on the roof up there and they're like rocking out. And then, like Shannon Hoon is up there like partying with them and stuff.
Okay.
Anyways, check it out, everybody. Let me know if I got that wrong. I'm pretty sure I didn't get it wrong, but whatever.
The comments. Put it in the comments.
I know.
I love when podcasts say that. Put it in the comments if I'm wrong.
I know. We need the engagement, damn it. All right. Jeffrey, we're moving on to you. So go ahead. Let us know what song you chose and why you chose it.
What song did I choose?
Changes by Charles Bradley.
I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's been a wild week.
It's okay.
I chose it because, one, I fucking love that song. And two, I don't know why whenever I go to a bar and they have a jukebox, I have to play this song. And like people will question and like they'll be like, what the fuck is this? And it's like, one, it's like a cover. And then two, it's just, I don't know. It's just such a great song. And then it's also the intro to Big Mouth. I don't know if you guys watch Big Mouth. But
yeah,
just his voice. I don't know. Like I could stop my entire life and just listen to that one song and just feel. You know that one song that just gives you feelings?
Like it's I have hard. A lot of songs like that. Yeah,
which one?
I got a whole playlist.
No, but there's some songs that are just like, oh, I like this song. But there's that one song that is just like you sit with yourself and you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Oh, Jesus.
This is the song.
Oh yeah, that's a banger,
so
dude.
So fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's always two credits at the jukebox.
What do you mean?
On TouchTunes.
What do you mean two credits?
At a bar. I'm talking about...
I don't know what that means.
Oh, sorry. You guys don't go to the bars.
So they have the jukebox.
Oh, so yeah, every bar, well, not every bar. Most dive bars have a jukebox called TouchTunes.
Yes.
And you can download the app and it's two credits per song. And so that costs two credits.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And I spent the other day $100.
Huh? You do it from the app?
Yeah, you can download that.
Or you could also just go to the TouchTunes.
And I'm at 31,000 points right now.
What does that mean?
So I can redeem it for credits.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you get points?
I go to a lot of by purchasing the songs. So you get like credit back.
Oh.
Because they want you to keep playing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So I have an addiction.
I understand.
I need to go to Touch Tunes help. Not for the bar, just for Touch Tunes.
Or maybe both. Shut it. Okay. So Touch Tunes, each song is 2 credits. Mm-hmm. How much do the credits cost?
Most credits are like $7. So if you do $7, that's like only 3 maybe songs. Some songs are 1 credit. Like usually Elvis is 1 credit.
Oh.
And then
Elvis is pretty good.
This is too much that I know about Touch Tunes. I didn't want a Touch Tunes podcast.
You should.
But anyways.
So then, so every play you get 1 point back, I guess.
So you get like a point back. Oh, so your points tally up, and then you can redeem stuff. Mm. Yeah. So if you guys are gonna get me anything for Christmas,
I'm gonna
throw gift out
card.
There Touch Tunes credit gift cards, please. You have my Instagram handle. I'll take that.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, dude. So the song is awesome. I love the song. I was doing some show notes, and I had always seen that album cover for this this song is in.
Yeah.
And I always thought this was like a. Like legit old school, like
it feels like
soul
it, right?
album. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
like
no,
from
this
the
is like
50s, 60s.
Yeah. But no, I guess it came out in like 2016.
Mm-hmm. So that song is going to be my second funeral song.
What's your first one?
Hopefully you guys will be alive when I die so you can experience it.
No, we're older, so sorry.
Trust me. I was falling on the friggin' cement last night. I'm going to die before
like, I
you.
Almost didn't make it here today.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wait, what's your first funeral song? In case I don't make it.
Yeah, the ending of Midsommar.
The
last the song
instrumental,
of yeah. When they,
oh, okay.
when they burn,
like
everyone.
The film score,
yeah, the film score.
Oh, okay. I don't remember it. I remember the ending, and
that'll
I remember
be for
being
the
like,
next podcast.
"What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, mm-hmm. I should have chose that song.
That would have been a good.
Forget 20 minutes listening to that song.
Anyways, what did you guys think about the song?
I don't remember exactly when or where I heard that version of that song, but I had like the CD of the Black Sabbath album where that. Song is in,
yeah,
and just being very confused because I was like, wait, who wrote the original one?
That's true. Okay, so longtime listeners will remember Taco Tuesday, another podcast that has ended. It was just me and Rod.
You can still listen to all the episodes. It's on talkingishard.com,
usually around 30 minutes. I forgot what topic it was like top we named our top 5 sitcom or like TV show
theme songs. TV show theme songs.
And this was one of them.
Oh,
from Big Mouth. Yeah. And I didn't know. And Rod was going along with me. So I don't think he realized at the time that this was like a cover or whatever. Cause then I looked it up and like they asked him to do this cover for the show, right? I still stand by that or whatever.
Oh, so it's
like
it
I could have sworn
on purpose for the show.
That's what I thought because it came out right before the show.
That's crazy.
Like aired or whatever. Huh. But I swear, I didn't know it was like an Aussie like cover or whatever or Black Sabbath. Yeah. And so I remember finally like when I don't know when we found out or whatever, and I was like, why didn't you tell me that was the cover? Like, how come you didn't know? And he was like. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I didn't like, we've never talked about this. And I had to play, like, we going back to like Rod having a horrible memory. I played that fucking episode.
This is
and
why I hate like, having a podcast, because then she's like, oh, look, that's you saying that.
And then it's like proof. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Proof
and
it.
I played it and he was like, what the fuck? And he was like, I don't remember this conversation. And
yeah,
like, oh,
honestly.
My God.
Yeah. When I edit this episode, I won't remember like half this.
But it's crazy because like if you heard both versions, you would think it's swapped.
Right.
Like it sounds way more old school.
All right. Any last questions, comments, concerns about Changes by Charles Bradley?
No, that was a good song. And I'm sad that how he went out or whatever.
Oh, yeah. He got
he died of stomach cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be me.
Pour one out.
Okay.
Outside,
listeners, he just poured his beer all over the carpet.
Yeah. On your lovely
and now
rug.
The dog's drinking it.
It's okay, Kofi.
While we clean up the spilled beer here, let's we'll move on to my song. And I was kind of like googling different songs, and I came across a song by Waze Blood. And I know Avi, I think you're a fan, right?
Wait, I fucking love Waze Blood.
So I first
and it's Wise Blood. Because for the longest time I said Waze Blood and everybody corrected it on YouTube because it's like, how do you pronounce her actual name?
Okay.
And it's Wise Blood.
Well, thank you. See, yeah. I didn't know that. I never heard it pronounced. There's a lot of those bands where you're like, they just spell it weird and you're like, okay, well, I guess I'll just never know how to pronounce it. And I'll just look like an idiot.
And this is just a random joke. Maybe based on like, but this is a random joke based off the title. So his old manager's, we can't say names, but his old manager, like he was getting into her and he was like, oh, I kept saying no mamas ways blood. And dude, I laughed so fucking hard because I had to correct him too. It's wise blood.
Yeah.
Because I think in her earlier career, it is W-I-S-E.
Ah.
And yeah, a lot of her early stuff. But anyways. Mm.
Yeah. So I found a song by her and I was like, oh, that'd be interesting. But I first came across her, I think it's her most recent album. The one where she's kind of on the cover, kind of like.
Yeah, with the pink stomach. Yeah.
Yeah. So I listened to that one. And I was like, this is not good. Like,
You didn't like it?
I couldn't get into it. Dude, it's
so good. I mean, the previous album is amazing.
So that's the one that Changes song is in, I think.
It's just called Changes?
No. It's called Something About Change.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like one of her most popular songs on Spotify or something.
It's not gonna change.
Something About Change.
What's the title now? I'm like, what the
fuck? Let me look at it. I'll edit the awkward.
Is it Andromeda? What's the album title?
Some fan you are.
No, I know. I haven't listened to it.
Lot's Gonna Change.
A Lot's Gonna Change.
That's the name of the song. Yeah. And the album is Titanic Rising.
That's what it is.
From 2019. Yeah. So that's the song I found. And I was like, oh shit, the song's actually pretty good. And then I listened to that album and I was like, oh shit, yeah. So I didn't realize, she kind of changed her sound a little bit because I don't like that most recent one, but I didn't mind this one. But then Denise and I were saying that she's kind of like a female.
Rufus Wainwright.
Well, Denise said Rufus Wainwright. I was like, I don't think so. I feel it's more like, what's his face?
Father John Misty.
She's like at least that album.
Well, to me, that album, she feels, to me, it sounds like a lot like The Carpenters or like Carly Simon, that kind of
vibe. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. But anyways, I didn't have a personal connection to the song, so it didn't feel genuine for me to bring it. Mm-hmm. So then I was just kind of like looking through my collection of MP3s. And then I saw...
On LimeWire?
No, on the computer. I did get them from LimeWire, though. And then I came across Everybody's Changing by Keen. Anybody like Keen?
Oh, I forgot about Keen.
I know, me too.
I've heard the name.
It's
what was their famous song?
We Might As Well Be Strangers? Was it that one?
No, it was...
I know what you're... Okay, I'm not good at it. This is just a Google podcast. I'm just Googling everything.
That super famous song that was playing.
Somewhere Only We Know.
Somewhere Only We Know.
Yes. Anyways, but that's not the song I went with. I went with Everybody's Changing. It's on the same album. It wasn't their debut. It was their third album. But it was the one that really... Oh, no, that was their debut album. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. So it was their debut album, 2004. It's a banger of an album. This album always reminds me of my community college days back in ELAC. Shout out, Go Huskies.
But you were there for like 10 years, bro. So I know, like, but, what?
But it was the beginning because it was 2004.
But at least you had four associate's degrees.
I do. Actually, no, I just got the one. It took me 7 years to get my associate's.
What was it in? Or is it in?
IT?
No.
Podcast?
No, I think it's just associate of the arts. It wasn't
nothing specific.
Yeah, no, because I was just transferring.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was just like my what is it? Your what do you call
like
it?
Your GEs?
Yeah. So it wasn't anything.
Where did you transfer
specific.
To? Where did you end up transferring?
I transferred to Trade Tech. No, I just kidding. I did go to Trade Tech for a while though.
Yeah.
No, I transferred to ELAC. I mean,
wait.
ELAC.
Wait, you went in and went back out.
No. I did.
Yeah.
I started at ELAC and then I left. I went to Trade Tech and then I came back to ELAC.
Yeah.
And then I went to Cal State LA. That's right.
Hell yeah. Golden Eagles.
Golden Eagles, baby.
That's I'm an alumni.
Nice. Dude, hell yeah.
Wait, you did you graduate?
Me?
Yeah.
From Cal State?
You probably graduated the same year.
No, 2014.
Oh, my God. Jeffrey graduated before you.
I was there for 7 years.
At Cal State LA.
I worked there. So I worked there and went to school. I was just sailing away.
Yeah. You're just like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Why would anybody leave?
Until I realized, I was like, oh shit, I've been here for 7 years. I got to graduate.
No. Well, at Cal State LA, I was only the 2 years.
Yeah.
Because I was paying out of pocket.
Oh, because you were paying out of pocket?
Yeah. Because I was at that point, I think I was too old or something. Or,
no, you were,
oh, we were married. Too old. We were married, and they were like, "You make too much money. You can't." Yeah. Fucking
no, I work. You weren't a resident.
No, 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 no. Yes, that's the reason I couldn't go straight into the Cal State system, because it was going to be way too expensive.
Gotcha.
Because I was paying like non-resident.
Oh yeah,
fees.
I made too much.
That's
money.
That's right.
Sorry.
It was expensive for non-resident.
Sure, your mama made too much money for you.
No, no, no. But then yes. But then when I got married, and then I was able to transfer, because you know I fixed my whole legal situation. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome.
Shout out, Denise.
Yeah. Then at that point, it was like, well, yeah, you make 20. And I was like, fuck my life.
Yeah, because it's a combined income.
Yeah. So I had to pay out of pocket.
I
so
work for like, financial aid, so I know everything about financial aid.
I should have hit you up. Maybe you could have.
I actually worked at the financial aid office at Cal State.
I never went because I knew I wasn't. Yeah.
So that was like Carlene's sister, Nyleen.
What about her?
That she worked in the financial aid office. So
wait, what was her
like
name?
Everyone.
Or is her name?
No, she was at Cal State Long Beach. And I think she switched over to Fullerton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she knew all like the loopholes and stuff and like everything.
I used to make my own loans.
Everyone.
I took a loan at
what the fuck?
Well, I probably shouldn't say this, but I took a loan out to go to Coachella. Oh, I was like, I'm gonna write myself $1,000 loan.
Oh my god!
And then I went to Coachella.
Jesus.
2013, one of the best lasting Coachella lineups. And the main reason I went, okay, this is off topic now.
Go ahead.
Reason I went was because Lou Reed was headlining, and then that fucker died that week.
Oh.
And he didn't show up. Well, duh, he was dead. Yeah. But like, he didn't show up.
Well, he died.
I know, but it sucks. Like, I was like, dude, I took out a loan just to come here. But that was when Coachella was still like their lasting good lineups of like a lot of good of the indie bands still. But
after
that, it was all DJ stuff.
Yeah. And I think the downfall coincided with the rise of social media. Oh, where it just became like a thing of like, I just want to be seen at Coachella.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit. Yeah. Anyways, that's a whole other topic. Jeffrey, come back next time. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about Coachella.
Yeah.
My 1 year that I went. And all the dirt that was in my mouth.
Ew.
How did that happen?
Why?
Oh, just because it was dry and it was just like.
No, because all the windstorms, the dirt.
Yeah,
for little hurricanes.
Oh, okay.
And you're supposed to wear a bandana, but my mouth was wide open.
You got to breathe through your nose. Oh. Are you next a mouth time. Breather?
A mouth breather? Yeah, I drool a lot.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, do not let me spend the night at your house. Because check your pillows. Much drool.
You were trying to move in earlier.
Oh, well, just don't have pillows. Also, I say pillows weird. I say pillows, not pillows.
Pillows?
I say pillows. I can't say the right way.
Pillows? What's that pillows?
Pillows. This whole time it's been pillows.
It's been pillows forever and ever. When was it not pillows?
I can't say pillows, and I can't say penguin. Penguin.
Okay, well, anyways, back to my song. So I found Keen. It was like 2004, and it was right around the time that like Coldplay was really popular.
I fucking love Coldplay.
After like Rush of Blood to the Head,
best
which
album.
I was like, dude, that like those Rush first two the, albums,
dude. Rush of the Blood, hot take. Rush of the Blood is way better than Parachute.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like no doubt. I fucking
come
love that
me.
Album.
Come at me.
Yeah. And then so this album kind of tickled the same itch, and I was like, oh yeah, dude. Like Keen's a badass band. And anyways, we're not. I was listening to the album again last night. You know, like getting ready for the show, and I was like. I remember it being better.
Going back to Coldplay?
Yeah.
Ben sucks.
I did! No. Coldplay was still good because I did go back and I listened to that and I was like, oh yeah, Coldplay still slaps, dude.
But how far did you go back?
No. Just Rush of Blood to the Head.
Yeah. X and Y is still pretty good, the third one. I mean, they got a little electronic, but like...
Yeah. That's when they started getting weird. And I was like, no.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, this Keen album is pretty much like right up... the Coldplay alley there. So anyways, let's check it out. This is Everybody's Changing by Keen. Tell me if it sounds like Coldplay to you.
See the pain in your eyes.
right, there you have it. That's Everybody's Changing by Keane off 24.
That 2004. Line, everybody's changing and I don't feel the same.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah. The lyrics are pretty deep, if I do say so myself. How did that make you feel, Jeffrey?
It actually reminded me of the Big Bang Theory.
How so?
Because there's an episode where Sheldon, everyone starts changing and everyone's doing different things and he freaks out and he like runs away to Texas. That's what it reminded me of. Because it's the same, it's like he, well, Sheldon's a different story, but people in general, like people sometimes don't like change.
Right.
It freaks them out.
Yeah.
Especially when your whole group of friends is changing and yeah.
Yeah.
Made no, me a yeah, little yeah. sad.
To for quote 40-year-old virgin.
Kelly Clarkson.
I think it's 40-year-old virgin. You know, I know you're gay.
Oh, because you like Coldplay.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Someone had a bumper sticker of that. I was like, dude, that's so funny.
That's pretty good.
Damn, bro. Yeah. Bumper sticker.
No. Yeah, no, but yeah, I like that song for the same reason. Yeah, and then he also has the other line about like trying to make a move just to stay in the game, trying to stay awake and remember my name. Because yeah, it's kind of like the same thing where you're like, I guess it looks at changes from both sides, right? Where it's like, yeah, like all your friends are changing or like people you know are changing and you're like, wait, what the heck's going on? Or you're also trying to change yourself to like stay relevant or do whatever. But then at the same time, you feel like, oh, maybe like I'm losing my sense of self because I'm just trying to fit in with whatever like the new thing is or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, isn't it crazy just on that topic where like when sometimes people, for example, like you specifically would want to change so that others, so you eliminate others around you. Mm. Like you're like, this is not for me anymore. Mm-hmm. And then everyone is like, why are they changing? Like, are they better than us? Like, it's like that weird, because it's like, why all of a sudden, like, I don't know. It is a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just want to better yourself, but right. then you feel like, you're coming off as a douchebag.
Yes. And then that really sucks because then that's how they start viewing you. They're all like, oh, like yeah. you think you're better than us yeah. now just because like you're, I don't know, what would be something like.
I feel like a common one at our age is someone that stops drinking.
Right. So I was like, going to say that, but I didn't know if it was a sensitive subject for you.
No. I'm still drinking.
I know.
It's 4 a.m. and I'm still drinking. Or p.m.
Yeah, p.m. I don't even know what time it is.
I don't even know how I got here. But yeah, it is. It's. I feel like at our age, I see that a lot when people stop drinking. And it's like, you know they want to better themselves, but then everyone around them is like, nah. All of a sudden, like, they're trying to be someone that they're not and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I shouldn't be taken as a negative thing, but.
Right. And I think it also has to do with, like, how the person that all of a sudden stops drinking acts around the other people. Because
that's true.
If you're just like, oh, yeah, no, I don't drink anymore. Like, I don't do that. Like, yeah, no. Like, if you're acting like that, then it's like, eh, fuck you.
You're like vegans.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Or, so it just depends on how you're kind of, like, showing to people that you've made a change. If you do try to act like you're better than everybody, then yeah, then it's gonna
but it is hard when
way.
Someone wants to change and it's like they don't want to be around those people anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like that, I feel like we've all been in that situation where it's like, I'd rather eliminate myself from these people so I can help myself mentally. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Yes.
I know. I didn't want to look in your direction.
What are you afraid of?
Stop drinking, Avi.
Oh, shit.
Just kidding.
But anyways, Avi, if you want to share some of the changes that you've experienced recently, all
I
of
need
us
a beer
here,
for this one.
I think out of, jeez. Well, I'll speak for myself and for Denise. I think like between us two, like you're the one that has gone through like the most changes in the last, you know, year.
Yeah.
Changing your job and like just leaving, like no, just like, deal, that's yeah. like a big deal. Yeah. Like, obviously like everybody needs money to pay bills and survive and things like that. So, and that's one of the big reasons why people stay in jobs that they don't like, because they're like, well, this is all I know.
Hate
like
that feeling. I hate mm-hmm. that. Feeling
yeah. Like they're trapped.
Stuck because you're yeah. like, I just need to buy credits for the jukebox.
It's the only reason why you're employed.
Yeah.
I thought reason. You were gonna say concert tickets, but then you just went jukebox.
I mean
it's kind of like a concert in my brain.
Yeah. But anyways, Avi, yes, let us know like what drove you to just be like, you know what, I need a change, I'm just gonna quit my job and fucking,
if you want to share.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, if you want, no pressure. I could cut this whole part out.
How much did they pay you at okay. If you want to share, I'm just kidding.
Pay me for what?
If you hourly? Share.
Wait,
if
like
you
they were paying people?
How much
you got
you,
paid?
How much would you make on tips on a Monday night? Sorry, you don't.
A lot.
A lot. A lot's gonna change.
No, it was time. I mean, I've been there for so long. And it was getting pretty obvious that, like, I was just not, I was not having fun. And, like, random people would be like, you don't look like you don't want to be here. And I was like, shut up.
I didn't even want to be there.
And you weren't even working there.
Like, Avi was really bringing the vibe down.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy behind the bar that's all grumpy and like, what do you want? which is my response to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it was time. I was like, I don't know, for my own mental health. I was like, I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. There's got to be something else out there. Not that bartending is... Tip your bartenders, treat them nice.
Yeah, dude. Thank you to all the bartenders. You keep me alive.
Deal. They deal with a lot, including Jeffrey.
Yeah, I am a lot to deal with. Sorry to all the other bartenders.
It was just time. I was just like, I gotta go.
I'm assuming it had to be scary because at the time that you quit, you didn't have another job lined up.
No.
And so, like, what was that like? Like, you just didn't care. You were just like, you know what? I have enough of a safety net that I could deal with this. And like, yeah, I don't know, that takes balls. I don't know, like, I think that's very admirable that you did that. Yeah,
thanks. It was also very stupid.
Well, you live and learn.
I know.
YOLO.
Yeah, there was enough of a buff for me to be like, I'll be okay for a while, and then, you know, given the year that it is, there's like nothing out there,
right?
And I was like, that's some good timing on my part.
Yeah.
But I think part of that was also is like, I think I kind of need this, you know, I got too comfortable there. I think if I had to like just pull that out and be like, all right, let's get into a mode where I have to figure something out.
Right. Yeah. Because yeah, if you hadn't made that change, it would have just kind of been like a thought, like, oh yeah, I'll start looking for a job eventually. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not having a job is like, well, now I really have to look for a job.
Yeah.
And it's also weird looking for jobs while you have a job. Like, I have to make sure I don't do it on the computer at work because they monitor everything.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't be on Indeed right now, so I have to go on my phone. Not that I'm looking for a job, if anyone's listening that works with me.
But maybe I am. But if anybody knows.
Maybe a part-time, I don't know.
We're going to blast it on Cal State LA's.
I don't work there.
Oh.
What the heck? Did you hear a story earlier?
Maybe he wants to go back to Cal State
LA. We'll blast it on Cal State LA anyway.
We love you, Cal State LA.
Whoop, Golden Eagles.
I really like that University Grill, by the way. They have Lynchburg lemonades. That's when I first learned about Lynchburg lemonades.
What was that?
2010. It was like a sunny day. It's Jack Daniels with lemonade.
Oh,
what the hell?
And they have on campus?
Yeah. And I would pregame because I would get nervous for presentations. And I remember this one girl was like, your breath smells like alcohol.
What the
I was like, oh, that's weird.
It must be the Listerine.
How did that get there?
That's crazy.
They had alcohol at Long Beach.
Yeah.
They called it the...
How do you not go to school without alcohol?
But alcohol was like the cool, like Cal State. I mean, alcohol. What the fuck? Cal State Long Beach.
Yeah. I was always jealous of Cal State Long Beach because I was like, oh, you guys are like the sophisticated ones. Meanwhile, over here, I'm fucking like drinking Jack Daniels at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
and that wasn't covered by my financial aid.
And obviously, longtime listeners of the podcast know that Avi is a musician and he plays in a metal band. He also does his own like solo stuff. So during that time that you had off, did you put it to good use creatively, I guess?
Right. yeah, kind of. More so like the relationships that kind of fell out of that. Mm. Not really like leaving that place. It was more the fallout of leaving that place was like a domino effect of like a bunch of other stuff. And that kind of inspired some stuff. Mm. Not, I don't necessarily adhere to the idea that you have to go through something to necessarily write anything, you know, but there is some sort of fire that happens when like something changes like that. And then you're like, well, fuck it. I'm going to write about it and it's not going to make any sense, but that's how I'm going to make sense out of it.
Yeah. Well, I guess it will make sense to you. Like you'll get like where it came from. But then, like everybody else might be like, what the fuck's this song about?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I always aim for when I write a song. I want people to ask, what the fuck is this about?
Job well done. Job well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
Well, that's like with drawing too. They're like, what the fuck were you thinking when you drew this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, Jeffrey, you mentioned
that, tell you.
You mentioned that you use your Instagram for art. So, like, what kind of stuff do you...
I do a lot of illustration. Mm-hmm. My degree's in animation, but I do a lot of illustration. I haven't painted in a while, but I do, like, paintings. I recently got into, like, comic book style artwork mm-hmm. of, like, films that I like, personally, because I like to do things that I like, but... You can commission me also. I'll do it. I recently got into like really big canvases, like 35-inch canvases, and just painting a scene of a movie that I really love.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but
that's dope. Really do cool. you ever, well, I don't know. I always wonder how people get the courage to like go to like those art pop-up things and be like, oh, you want to buy my stuff?
I've only had a few and it is weird.
Yeah.
It's really fucking weird.
So you have tried that out.
I've tried. And uh-huh. it's like, I mean, it's cool. It's a good feeling when people buy it though.
Right.
Like, holy I'm shit, sure. like somebody wants this in their house? Uh-huh. Why?
Yeah.
What are you smoking? But yeah, it's a good feeling. Uh-huh. A feeling? It's a good feeling.
It could be a good feeling too.
Feeling? but yeah, I wish I could do more though, because I would want, like, my mind is I want to do like this pop culture exhibit where it's just all this shit of TV shows and movies that I've created, like mm-hmm. of just drawings, or like I have a ton of shit that I've just not shared with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It'd be really cool to exhibit it. And it's very consistent. Mm-hmm. And I think I've developed a style enough where you nice. Can say, oh, that Jeffrey did that.
Oh, dude, that's yeah. so dope. That'd be cool to see that. Hell yeah.
And I get offended a lot when people are like, oh, that was digitally done. I'm like, fuck you. That was not done. That was done with a Sharpie and a pencil.
Oh, shit. So, that, well, I mean, if anything, I feel like that's kind of like a compliment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't take it. I take it as an insult. Because
well, the way they say it sounded yeah, insulting.
It sounds like an insult yeah, yeah, because yeah, it's yeah. like, oh, you did that on the computer.
Right, right, right.
Like, no, I... Well, I guess, yeah, now that I think... Oh, sorry if I said fuck you all. I take that back. I love you all. You ever said that to me?
What the fuck?
That's the reason why I hired you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys know that. I have a lot... I did a lot of Avi's early stuff. Oh, artwork for it.
No, no, yeah. no. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's one cover? Two. One.
Well, the cover and then a lot of flyers.
And a lot of flyers.
Oh, yeah.
There,
nice.
I had this idea that I would like print out all the flyers mm-hmm. and like frame them.
Mm.
And then I don't know what I would do with them. Give them to you? I don't know.
Yeah. Make a collage or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
I remember your friend, she told me to do that. The older lady?
go on.
Well, you know who she is. But anyway, she gave me that idea. She was like, you should print out of all of Avi's flyers and then give them to him. And I was like, oh, I never thought about that. Because there's some really good ones. Mm-hmm. The one I really love is the Fear and Loathing one.
Yeah.
That one I fucking love.
Yeah.
Oh, now I just sound cocky.
No.
I love my own artwork.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Sorry. Yeah.
Like, if you're proud of something you made, like, why wouldn't
I'm
you
super
be like,
proud
yeah,
of it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the thing I made for him for his birthday?
I don't think
it's on his Instagram.
I'll look at it. Well,
yeah, watch it after. It's this whole video that I made. It's a whole animated video.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Maybe I did see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's why I hired you, because I was just like, oh, this looks digital.
it's that clean.
It's so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
No human hands did this.
Yeah. It wasn't. It was Frankenstein.
All right. Well, Avi, how about you take us home? Tell us what song you chose, why you chose it.
The song is called The Seed by Sasami. She came out with this album earlier, oddly enough, around the same time that I was like leaving the bar. And it was just the kind of album that I got obsessed with, and I kept replaying over and over again. And I was, when this came up, I just thought like, well, it makes sense that like the one album that I was very obsessed with, go back to that. You know, I feel like that album deals a lot with, from my understanding, I haven't read up on anything, but from my understanding, it's a lot of struggle of like going back to something that's not good for you, but you want it and you keep going back to it, and hey, it's my fault. But I really want this and I'm going to go back to it, whether that's a relationship or a job or whatever it might be. So I was like, how fitting is that right now that I'm like, you know, leaving this place that I've been for years and I've struggled with. And then eventually I was like, I'm out. So yeah, The Seed by Sasami.
Love, it's a fire that burns within pain. It's the fuel that makes
I dig it. It's hard rocking.
It's super good. The background reminds me of another song, and I wish I could hear it just without the vocals. It reminds me of something else, and it's gonna bug me. But anyways,
I dug it. I really like like the lyrics are really like dense. Like I love like just like all the like, different imagery that she touches on and stuff. I'm not really good at like analyzing lyrics or anything like that, so I'm just like, I don't know. It just sounds good. It's good words. I like them.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. She's a really interesting artist because like she's like reinvented herself like a bunch of times. Like I think her first album.
There's so many songs where you're like, wait, that's the same
person. Yeah. So like her first album was like an indie rock album. And then the second one was like so a metal album. And then this is like a pop album.
Yep.
So yeah. And then also speaking of Cal State LA, not that she went to Cal State LA.
Oh, it's like she went?
Well, she went to LACSA. Like Los Angeles County High School of the Arts.
Which is crazy. I was supposed to go there.
Really?
Yeah. And my parents said no because they didn't want to be me to be weird. And I'm like, well, too late.
Good job.
Because they didn't wear shoes there.
What do you mean?
they were optional? They did, but...
No, they did, but they were just super hippie kids. You would always see them, right?
I never saw... No, by the time I was going there, they already had like their own... They had the
new
building.
They would use our like food courts and stuff. They would get on the table, start singing like High School Musical style.
Oh, yeah. No. That was like...
Also, I didn't really hang out. I would just go to class and fucking leave.
Oh, you were that guy? Yeah, you were that guy that I was like trying to be friends with, but you're like, nah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I was like, peace out, dude. I gotta go to work.
I was like, I have to go to work too, but it's on the same campus.
I know.
I feel like you were there like at the end of like when 14?
Well, he was there 7 years.
Yeah, but
2007 like to 2014.
Two people that went to LACSA. I tried out or whatever for art, but I didn't get in.
You applied?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Tried out. I said tried out because I'm all like... anyway.
You tried out. You did a little dance.
I submitted a portfolio and was rejected. Oh, but anyways... Okay.
Dang, now that I think about it, I'm like, what I even got in? I keep forgetting, like, they didn't choose certain people.
Right.
Yeah, so, like you had to submit a portfolio.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the kids were so cocky.
Yeah.
It's like, I got into this school. Mm-hmm. Corbin Blue went there.
The Haim sisters went there. Around the same time that Sasami was there.
Sasami did go to LACSA.
Yeah.
Oh, she would be a LACSA kid.
Yeah. Anyways. Denise, what did you think about the song?
I said it was rocking.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Rocking.
Okay.
Rocking in the suburbs.
But to go back to what you were saying, like that is one thing I love about her. So like, because I got into her when that first album came out, and it's very almost DIY, slow, lo-fi kind of sound. And I was like, this is great. And then that metal album came out, and I was like, what the fuck going on here? And then this pop album came out, and I was like, I love... I love just watching an artist sort of be like, I'm going to do this now.
Yeah.
Be like, cool. Like, I'm in for the ride. Like,
Why would
you stay in that one place? You know?
It made me wonder, like, what are her concerts like?
Yeah.
Like, what is going to be like, a playlist like? Oh, you have?
Yeah.
How was it? Yeah.
It's pretty high energy.
Yeah. She's a good performer.
Was it for
which makes sense because she went to LACSA.
Right. Was it for this album or the previous?
I think she was starting to test the material from this new album.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Yeah, because we saw the last show I saw it was at the Echo? Echoplex.
Yes.
Mm. No, the Echo upstairs.
But yeah, I saw her, like you said, Jeffrey. We saw her right as she was writing stuff for this album. Mm-hmm. She did a whole section that was dedicated to that. It was like, oh, wow, that's like pretty different from like all the screaming and like the indie stuff.
Yeah.
And then the album came out and I was like, this is really cool. And then I saw her again after that album came out. Yeah, kind of the same thing. Just people were not moshing, but like sort of jumping around and like running in circles still.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then like a slower song would come on and it was like, yeah, makes sense. Like we're in for the ride, baby.
And then she had like the Fonda, which I still think was kind of crazy because I'm like, damn, I didn't know that she had that much of a following.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. She opened because Yule was, that's right. She opened.
Yeah.
Which is still a big deal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Avi. That was an awesome song. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I had never really listened to her music before. I just kind of like jumped around different songs.
Mm-hmm.
But after listening to this one, I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty dope. So I did listen to a little bit more of it. And yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was a good journey.
I love her.
Yeah. Well, if you made it this far, thank you. We know there are a million different ways for you to spend your free time. And we just want to say thank you for spending a few of those minutes with us. Once again, if people want to get hold of you guys, if they want to check out your art, Jeffrey, or if they want to hit you up for, I don't know, concert ideas. I don't know why.
Concert ideas? you can hit me up at Jefferson P, but the P is P-E-E, like Pee Wee Herman.
I'll put links in the show notes. So yeah. And then Avi, how are we going to hit you up?
Avi and the Ghosts _ between every word.
And by the time this comes out, this is coming out the first Monday of December, which will be December 1st.
Yeah.
Anything we should look out for Avi and the Ghosts?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Let's go.
It's a Christmas special.
Yes.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Like Pee Wee Herman.
No.
Sorry, I really love Pee Wee.
I know. Sorry. No, yeah, it is a Pee Wee Christmas miracle. Anyway, actually, yeah, I have a single coming out mid-December.
Nice.
You heard it here first.
Bam, bam, bam. Exclusive, baby.
Can I download it on LimeWire?
Maybe.
All right. And then Denise, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
At Deeper Music, DEEFUR Music on Instagram. So we just released Middle Finger, the explicit version with CFLO's face on the cover. That was like his birthday gift or whatever. I'm already working on like another EP. It'd probably just be like 3 songs. But I am playing this Thursday, December 4th. I'm playing The Angry Horse, another comedy show. I'm doing 2 Christmas songs, my old Christmas song. And I think I'm like writing. I mean, I have it. Like, we'll see. I don't know. Carlos hit me up and was like, let's do a duet. So like we just like wrote this song. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's a Christmas song. We'll see how it turns out. I don't know. But I'm playing the angry horse. What is it called? Horseplay Comedy Night. It's going to be a bunch of comics, I think, that night. He's trying to just do like a marathon show or something.
He's kind of like a night of 1,000 comics or something like that.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I think he's going to be a little short on 1,000, but
right,
it's going to be a lot.
I don't got that time.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. I don't know.
10,000 is a lot.
No, just 10. No.
10.
10. Yeah. But anyways, you guys should buy your ticket, pre-sale, save some dollars.
Save some cash.
StubHub, Klarna.
Stay angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Angry Horse.
And if you want to get a hold of the show, email is the way to go. feedback@lppod.com or slide into the DMs, the LP pod. And as Denise mentioned, if you want to check out more podcasts that we have produced throughout the years, head on over to talkingishard.com. And Avi, Jeffrey, thank you again. This was fun.
This was awesome.
You guys are welcome back anytime, obviously.
I'm never leaving.
I know.
They have a new room. Another room.
Jeffrey's moving in the back room.
Yeah.
Jeffrey doesn't like dogs, so as long as the dog is in the room, he's going to leave.
So. It's fine.
He's been doing okay so far.
Yeah,
so.
I keep looking at him, but it's okay.
All right.
She's like just slept the whole time.
I know.
I'm like, that dog is going to kill me.
Yeah. Don't let it get
that
too
dog
close.
Is going to sit on me and I'm going to die.
No, she's like freaking old, dude.
She'll die. All right, well, take it easy, everybody. We'll see you next month.
Bye.
Take a shower.
I should. The grime off from the pavement.